in your email as well. So I'm just going to start going through. This is actually a pretty busy week for us. You know, the week of the fair and the week of 4th of July, we sort of said, let's not be too busy that week. Let's sort of take a break. And we did. And now we're really jumping back into it full force. So I know the end of this week, we have another major program that goes along with Summer Reading Club. And it is Dr. Whiz Bang Science Guy will be back in the library. And this will be a Saturday program, so you don't have to work your schedule or whatever to be there, if you, especially if you don't work on weekends. Dr. Whiz Bang will be at the library on July 13th. It's a Saturday, like I said, and he will be there at 10 o'clock. And I'm just sort of going to the end of the week because that's probably our biggest show that will be happening, our biggest program that will be happening this week. And it is Dr. Dave will demonstrate major advances in the history of flight using experiments and end with a look at the future of space travel. So I think he's going to do some, you know, air in a balloon type thing, and you let it go and you're going to see how it travels. And
that's maybe appropriate, being the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, I believe.
Right. And then, of course, our theme for Summer Reading Club applies to that as well. So let's get started on the week itself. We had story times this morning. They started back up. Baby time is on Mondays, 9:30 and 10:30. And then toddler time is on Tuesdays. It is 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning as well. And then Thursday evenings we have family time, which is all ages, and that is at 6:30. During Summer Reading Club, we've added a dance time, which is on the 12th at 10 o'clock. If you come, you can have some music and dance and fun and shake your little booty. And, you know, and that's for all ages, too. So that's really good. Today, you probably missed it since it's already past 4 o'clock. There was music time at LaRue. Now, I'm going to tell you that music time this time of the year is at our branches. I'm going to give you a bunch of dates, and I'm going to tell you where it's going to be, because music time is on July 8th at LaRue, and then, oh, I'm sorry, I've got it backwards, July 8th at Prospect, and it will also be July 15th, 22nd, and 29th at Prospect. And then at LaRue, it'll be July 11th and July 18th. And those will be at 4 o'clock. So you do have, you know, additional times this week and next and in July that you can get to music time at our branches. The ones in Caledonia have already happened, but we sort of liked, everybody seems to love music time, so we wanted to spread it around to the branches. And we went to Chris and said, hey, can we do this? And we don't want you to have to run all over the county in one day. So we sort of split it up that she's going to be doing different things.
So people are in tune with this program, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Ha, 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 he says. it's like we talked earlier. It's therapeutic. And she is a certified music therapist, and that's what makes it really cool, is that we can get kids that will react to music in their life, you know, whether that is, you know, through the song or the dance or whatever. She's doing a great job at it. And we just found out today that we have additional grant money that we will be offering it for the next year. So a lot of that will be at the main library. So keep checking back on our Facebook page and our website, and we'll have those scheduled pretty soon now that we know that we have a grant coming. Tomorrow is a great day for pause for reading. And when I say pause, I mean P-A-W-S. Because we have a therapy dog, certified therapy dog, coming, and it's a German Shepherd. And what you can do, the kids can do, is come and read to Jack. Jack is so gentle. He is so loving that he will listen to anybody's story. And the kids always gather around him and they go get a book off the shelf and they bring it in. And either, you know, the kids will read it to Jack, or Marty, the Jack's owner, sometimes sits there and reads it to the kids too. But it's just an awesome thing to see, because these kids, you know, you can see that there's a connection. That happens July 9th at 6 p.m., and then we have another one on July 25th at 10 a.m. We kept having them at 10 a.m., 10:30, 10 a.m. On Fridays and different days, and we kept getting requests for people who wanted to see us do a program in the evening. So July 9th, tomorrow, you will be able to take advantage of Pause for Reading at 6 p.m. July 10th, and a lot of this stuff sort of goes along with the Summer Reading Club. July 10th, we have Soft Landing Challenge. And here you go. You were talking about the anniversary of the Lunar Project. And, and this is one that is for kids. You'll get a handful of materials, and you have to protect your egg or your astronaut and see if it can last for with a landing over, you know, a table or dropped off at a certain height. So we're going to let kids do that, and it's for ages or grades, I should say, grades 5 through 12. So see if you can protect your precious cargo. On July 17th, we have the Little Builders. And this is, we had a popular program where kids come in and use Keva planks. If you aren't familiar with Keva planks, they're actually little pieces of wood that are all the same size. And what we do is we sort of throw them out there and give kids ideas on what to build. And this one is in particular, is called Little Builders because it's for the little kids, toddlers through first grade. And that is July 17th at 10:30 a.m. And then I said Dr. Whizbang comes back. He was here last year, did a great job during Summer Reading Club. And this year it's all about the science and history and flight and space. And he will be back to do that at 10 o'clock on July 13th. July 15th at 6 o'clock, we are celebrating Swoop's birthday. So we're going to have a birthday party for Swoop, and we want everybody to attend. Of course, there's going to be some, you maybe pin the tail on Swoop and some birthday cake and all that good stuff.
Well, for people who aren't sure who Swoop is, would you like to explain?
Swoop is our, that's a good question. Swoop is our library mascot, who is a huge blue owl.
Oh.
Swoop is what, let's see, 3 years old now.
Okay.
And Swoop is whenever we have programs that are appropriate, we'll bring Swoop out and bring him off of the roof and bring him down and have some fun with everybody. And of course, he's going to be celebrating a birthday, so we're going to have him walking around. And we might have a few other surprises along the way that people will be able to enjoy, especially little kids who love to see Swoop. Now, there are some that don't kind of, necessarily
I
like
understand.
That big blue
yeah.
owl.
But at least now we know who Swoop is.
Yes, Swoop is our big owl. Didgeridoo Down Under is Australian music, culture, puppetry, comedy, character building, and storytelling. It's just a high-energy program that we are bringing to the library on July 17th. It'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we're hoping that the kids are going to fill the meeting space, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, Summer Reading Club comes around so fast every year, and then it ends so fast. I can't believe that at the end of July, July 27th, is our finale party as well. So we've got a lot of parties going on at the library.
It's a happening place.
It is. So July 27th, it's another Saturday. That will be the end of Summer Reading Club. So I will say that if you have not registered for Summer Reading Club yet, you need to get into the library and do so. You know, read some books. 20 minutes a day is what we really like to push, because we are an umbrella for Let's Read 20 as well. And then get your logs filled out. 20 minutes a day, it's not going to take you long. And you still have plenty of time to do a log. When you bring your log back in and prove that you've read 20 minutes every day, then you get put into the drawing for grand prizes for Summer Reading Club. And that is, the grand prize is Kings Island tickets, four Kings Island tickets. So, and then we have all sorts of other prizes that we're going to give out that day as well. Now, the Kings Island tickets, you don't need to be there to win. But for the other ones, what we want you to do is, when you get there, and if you're going to stay throughout the whole program, you register, and then we start picking winners from those. Last year, we were in a bit of a quandary, because we had so many kids that registered for Summer Reading Club. We were picking prizes, and nobody was there, so we had to keep track of who was winning and, you know, then get in contact with them and all of that. So this year we sort of streamlined it. So if you really want some of those prizes, which are some really cool prizes, you'll want to come that day and make sure you're registered. And then, of course, stick around for the prize drawings, okay, too. And it'll go way much faster than I'm what sure we did last year. Yes. So, but anyway, Summer Reading Club finale party, again, is July 27th. It is at 10 Oh, geez. I just saw it. 10 p.m. That's not right. 10 a.m.
Typo?
Yes. 10 a.m. And, of course, we are going to shut down the street outside of the library, and we are going to have bouncy houses and balloon-making people and all sorts of other stuff. So it is a good time to come to the library and have some fun. And we're really doing it because we're rewarding the kids that have done Summer Reading Club all summer long. And they will be able to take advantage of the fun. Somebody calling in? No,
that's, yes. That'll be handled.
That'll be handled. And what I just went over with you is a lot of the kids stuff, and now we have some adults and teen stuff. Creative writing. We have some kids that are really into this creative writing, and you know, they're putting together a book, and it's an ongoing workshop for teens and adults on July 8th and 22nd. And it is at 6:30 p.m., creative writing. And so you get valuable feedback, and you're it's really for those kids that want to do some writing. Instead of having to do a lot of reading themselves, they can do some writing. And then, of course, the adults are there to help as well. So that's good. On July 9th, which is tomorrow, we have a monthly thing that we've been doing, and it seems to be working out real well. It's called Books in Focus, and this is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it is, it's like a rotating cast of Marion Public Library staff who get a large number of upcoming titles, and then they sort of give a short review, a short clip of this is what this book is about and why you might like it. It's both fiction and nonfiction selection. And it's really becoming pretty popular. We're thinking about doing like Facebook Live or maybe a podcast of some sort for specifically for it. And then on Saturday, when you are here for Dr. Whizbang Science Guy, we are hoping that families will also sign up for our car seat inspections.
Oh, okay.
Along with AAA here in Marion, we are going to section off a bit of our parking lot, and they're going to have people that will walk you through why it's important to buckle your seat the way that you do, and how you buckle it, and how you strap it in, and, you know, check it out for they have a pretty good list of things that they go over with you. And so we thought, well, this is a good partner in the community, AAA here in Marion. And that will happen from noon to 3. So you can still have time to go to the Dr. Whizbang Science Show and then stick around and take advantage of AAA doing an inspection on your car seat. You know, your kids are your most valuable asset, and we want to see that they are safe.
Well, and if you don't get those seats in there just right,
yep,
the kids are at risk of injury. So, yeah.
Right.
Very important.
And, you know, it depends on their weight and what kind of seat they have. And, you know, if your kids grow so fast, you want to make sure that that's all taken care of. And,
certainly.
And so they will walk you through the process. They'll take it out, they'll put it back in, and they'll show you all the different aspects of why it's important to have a car seat check. And then on July 18th, this is just an awesome thing, and we were talking to those people before we started tonight, is the Wall That Heals will be here in Marion. This is brought to you by Marion Community Credit Union. It's a 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial, and it'll be at River Valley High School. But the director or the manager will come to the Marion Public Library on July 18th at 7 o'clock and talk about the significance of this memorial wall and walk us through the process of why it's here and, you know, all the great aspects of it. It's just such a heartwarming thing for this community to have. I remember I was at the CVB years ago when there was a replica that came through, mm-hmm. and it was just so heartwarming when you saw a gentleman in the middle of the night. I know that I was there late one night, and you saw a gentleman come when there's hardly very many people around,
right.
and walk up to the wall and just, going to make me cry.
Well, after my show today, there will be some representatives talking about the wall.
Yes.
So stay tuned after this show's over. About 6:15 or so, you'll hear more about the wall.
Yes. So there'll be like an initial, here's why we're here, here's what's going to happen at the Marion Public Library at 7 o'clock on July 18th. Now, July 19th, this one's for the teens. We're having a teen silent dance party after hours.
Silent dance party.
Isn't that cool?
Okay.
So each of the teens can bring their own music, and they can play it as loud as they want, as long as they got earphones in or headphones.
Oh, silent to those. Okay,
silence.
Yes.
So earbuds.
I think I like that idea.
I think they'll have fun. I really do. They'll have earbuds available, and of course we'll have pizza and glow-in-the-dark mini golf and more. So that will be July 19th at 4:30 in the afternoon, and this is Friday. So it's going to be fun for the kids. On July 23rd, the teens will have a teen galaxy slime program at 3 o'clock. Now, this is just for teens. We don't want everybody in all ages to show up. This is just for the teens. And
you said slime?
Slime, yes.
Are they making their own, or is
they will be making galaxy slime. We have had slime programs at the library that have been very successful, and we think this probably will be too, but it will be specifically for the teens. So that's all good. And then again, here I did it twice. July 27th is the Summer Reading Club finale party. Like I said, prizes, drawings, and bouncy houses, and it's all good. Wanted to let you know that I'm not sure that too many people know that the library has computer access. We have at the library 20 computers that are public access computers in the Marion location. And then, of course, you have each of the branch locations that have two at each branch. So if you live in Caledonia and you don't have a computer at home, you can come in and use the computers at the branches as well. And then, of course, each of our locations have Wi-Fi for, you know, for anybody that has a device that needs Wi-Fi. One of the other things that we get a lot of people coming into the library for is the local history room. You know, and in our newsletter this time, we have a picture of the school annuals, the class books, and then there's always people that come in and want to pull those off of the shelves. Those are books that when you come in, you can take them out and read them there. You can't take them home.
Right.
It's not a checkout book. So what we do is we have a big collection there, and a lot of people do research. They'll come in and research the different schools, the different classes, and maybe look up, you know, people that they may know.
I think there are phone books there as well.
Phone books,
and
yes.
The old Polk directories.
Polk directories. Mm-hmm. We've got all sorts of stuff that is in the local history room. And of course, microfilm. Drawers and drawers and drawers of microfilm. When you are there, if you're looking up, especially the Marion Star, and we still get the Marion Star digitized and put on microfilm us. So it gets digitized and then sent to us, I think, quarterly or every half a year or so. So you can put those through. I know we've gotten a number of people that come through on a regular basis and research things in there.
Do you know about how far back your newspapers go?
Oh, gosh. I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I don't know everything, Mike.
Ha ha, gotcha. So come to the library and find out for yourself.
Yes, yes. I know we have a huge, huge cabinet, and it is broken down into years, so it's not like you're going to have to look real far to figure out how far back it goes. And then, of course, there's other databases that are available. When you are on the library's website, marionlibrary.org, there are so many databases that are available. If you wanted consumer reports, if you are at the library and look up consumer report, you can really go, like, look for a washing machine. What's mm-hmm. the best washing machine available? You can do a lot of that research. There is genealogy ones that are available. Ancestry.com. And in some cases, if you do it while you're in the library, parts of it are free that wouldn't be free if you're outside the library. So if you really are into that and you really want to do some research, then you've got the opportunity to do so while you're at the library.
And there are folks available to help
yes.
with that research when you're there as well, I'm sure.
I think that's one of the little known things about the Marion Public Library website is the data databases that are available to you. You could spend literally days mm-hmm. going through some of the databases that are on our website or connected to our website. You know, if you're looking for automotive repair, like the Chilton mm-hmm. libraries, you can go through and do some of your own research on that. There's a lot of databases available for kids and doing research for science fair projects and just all sorts of things. I would really like people to take a few minutes of their time and then just sort of look through our website and then research some of the databases that are available. They're at your fingertips, and you would be surprised. Genealogy is a big one, but then, of course, you know, if you're looking for a job, you can look in databases that are available for looking for a job.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking for training, we have the lynda.com that is, if you have a library card, you can get access to that for free because it is one of the things that the state library Association made available to everybody in the state of Ohio this past year. So it is learning, online learning, videos of how to, in my case, you know, if you wanted to learn how to do Photoshop more, mm-hmm. or if you wanted to do some more graphic things, then you can walk through the process from beginner to expert to, you know, even mid-range. You can start anywhere in there, and then, you know, like if you're wanting to do Word or Excel or any of the PowerPoint, they can walk you through the process. If you have a library card, you can have access to all of that stuff. So
I should come over and work on some of those things.
Now those are available. If you have a card, you can access those outside of the library. You know, work at your own pace, work at your own computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the other things that we have at the library is the book market. They are currently having a Christmas in July sale. It's a lot of, let's say, Christmas-themed things, whether it is a Christmas cookbook or a Christmas craft book or a Christmas story, fiction or nonfiction. They have literally, two full tables of books and stuff that are available that have a Christmas theme. And I'm doing air quotes here. Christmas theme to them. Yes. And they are just doing a Christmas in July sale. So if you are interested in that, I can give you the dates that the book market is open. And let's see here. I am going to start with July 9th, which is tomorrow. It is open from 10 to 1. July 16th, 10 to 1. July 20th, 10 to 1. July 25th, 10 to 1. And July 30th, 10 to 1. Now, what we're hoping to do is, as we get volunteers, and if you would like to volunteer, you need to talk to us, is we are looking to keep the book market open on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays and the first Saturday of the month. That way it is a consistent thing, and people will know that, yes, it's going to be open. Right now, you heard me say 10 to 1, but we're looking for volunteers that can do that 1 to 4 time slot as well.
Okay.
So if you're interested in doing some volunteer work, don't have to give a whole lot of hours. You don't have to be, you know, lift heavy boxes or anything. We are looking for, the bookmarks are looking for some volunteers that can help out in that vein. We are always looking for volunteers to help box things and do the annual book sale. We have the Speaking Volumes author event that will be coming up in October. So that's always fun, and that's always something that we would be appreciative if we can find more volunteers for. The bookmarks are a friends group of the Marion Public Library and have given back literally $50,000 back to the library because of the fundraisers that they have done already. And they've been in existence for 4 years.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That is. It
yes.
is. So they will be working on their Speaking Volumes, where it is an annual fundraiser, and this year they will be bringing in John Scalzi, who is a national best-selling author, and he'll be coming in October 25th. It's Friday night. And last year we had a great time with Paul McLean, and we're looking forward to this year. So we're in the planning stages of that, trying to look for some sponsors and some people that can help us out with that as well. So that's another thing that the bookmarks do.
The bookmarks sound like quite an organization. So any proceeds from the selling of these books goes to the library.
Yes. The mission of the bookmarks of the Marion Public Library is to give back to the Marion Public Library. And, you know, that's their mission. So everything that they make, you know, they take care of the annual book sale that we have. Right. this year it was bigger and better than ever, and they were able to give us a $21,000 check.
Wow.
And then that took them up to that mark, that pinnacle of giving $50,000 back to the library in the past 4 years. So it's pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Another thing that we are partners in, we try to, you know, find partners all over the community, and Gary Branson, our director, is going to be doing a book discussion at the symposium on Friday evening. The Friday evening event is the opening event for the Harding Symposium, which runs July 19th through the 20th. And this year's theme is Women at the Ballot Box. And you know what? I think I forgot to bring that book title. I did. But he will be doing a book discussion later on in the evening of that. But the symposium, we are on the committee for the symposium. And this year, it's all women. If you want to get more information, and Mary Ellen Withrow will be the keynote speaker at the dinner on that Saturday evening of July 20th. So that will be a good evening. They have Catherine Jellison, who is going to be there, Gloria Marshall, Gloria J. Brown Marshall, and then Dr. Susan Hartman, and then Mary Ellen Withrow. So it's going to be a team of women, and the theme this year is Women at the Ballot Box, How Suffrage Changed the United States Presidency. So, like I said, we are partners in it, so we try to promote all of the things that we're partners in. So if you're interested in getting tickets, you can go to the Ohio State University Marion website, is osu.edu/Harding, and you'll be able to get more information about that. So I am sort of getting to the end. We did have a really cool author came on, oh my gosh, it was a Friday night. I don't even have the date here. I think it was... It was Peter Heller, and he came and he talked about his book. Boy, I drew a blank on that one too. So he was a really cool author that came and talked about his book, The River. That's what it was.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Oh, you talked about that on
Yes,
here
I did.
Yes,
the last time we were here. I've actually read it. It's based in nature, a canoe trip. And it was a couple of college friends, and Peter Heller came on a Friday night, and we had a great group of people that came and was listening to him talk about it. And he stayed around and signed books, and then we had a nice little mingle with him as well. And like I said, this next year you'll probably see us bringing way more authors into the library than you have ever seen before, because we're really concentrating on that literacy component and that connection with the author, and we're hoping that that's what the community wants, and that's what we're gonna start doing. So let me give you our website again. Mm-hmm. Website is marionlibrary.org. We are on Facebook. You can search for us at MPL Ohio. We are on Twitter at Marion Public Lib, L-I-B. We are on Instagram at Marion Public Lib, L-I-B. We are on Snapchat at Marion Public Lib. So if you are on any of those and want to find out what we're doing, we're probably the most active on Facebook and Twitter and probably Instagram as well. Snapchat, probably not as much, but we do post a lot of events on our Facebook page. So if you are interested in something, please check it out there. Please check it out on our website. We have all of the events listed on our website. And try to keep that up pretty good, because we know that people are traveling there to see all of the things that we have. Again, our getting a little horsey.
Yes, I hear that.
Our website, marionlibrary.org, and we are at 445 East Church Street, and that's our main branch. Our main branch lobby hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, we are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, we'll start up after school comes back, after Memorial Day. Sunday, we are 1 to 4, but that is
only... Right, you mean
only
after Labor Day?
Labor Day, yes. Okay. Yes, Labor Day.
Yes.
Memorial... It's Labor Day to Memorial Day, right? Because then when Memorial Day comes around, we knock off the Sunday hours. Yes. Our branches, again, are Caledonia, LaRue, and Prospect. And our branches are open Mondays and Thursdays from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So it's one of those things that's a little convenience for most people. So if you have a library in your community, please take advantage of it. You can go on the website, our website, marionlibrary.org, and reserve a book or a movie or a magazine and have it delivered to one of those branches. So if you live out in the boonies of the county and you don't want to make your trip all the way back into Marion, then if whatever your closest library is, you can search and reserve and have it delivered to the one that is closest to you, and then drop it off at the one that is closest to you as well. So take advantage of it, because that's your tax dollars, really.
Now,
your tax
dollars. Do you have some of those small kiosk throughout the county that people can...
We do not, but there is the little free libraries that are around town.
Yes, yes.
That we, on a pretty regular basis, we get, you know, if we go buy one and it's a little empty, we'll shove a few books in it.
Okay.
But not a library kiosk.
Okay.
Somewhere. So okay. That would be our libraries, our branch libraries.
Well, let me ask a couple of questions here.
Sure.
One, do they still make dictionaries and encyclopedias, or are those going by the wayside?
Oh, they do, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we get a, I don't know if it's every year or every other year, we get a new set of encyclopedias that do come through.
And do they get much use now?
You know, there's some.
Okay.
I can't say that it's probably, you know, as much as a bestseller or some of the big ones do, but
Back in the days when I was in school, you'd go grab the encyclopedia or encyclopedias and try to change some words around so you weren't copying what was in there, plagiarizing. And something I'm curious about, now I know that the bookmarks are a big fundraiser for you. What other means of income does the library have?
The library, we do have grants. I was telling you that we got some grants that will help us out with certain things. And we try to get those on a regular basis. You know, there's local grants through Marion Community Foundation, the United Way, and some other places. We've got it through Mid-Ohio Energy. You know, you have to sort of be specific as to what you want that grant to be. The last
right.
one we got through Mid-Ohio Energy was specifically for our homebound deliveries. And that's a need, and they were really interested in helping us out. And then Council on Aging gave us a grant for large print books specifically for our homebound delivery. So it's... I would say the primary funding is state dollars that we get. And then, you know, people seem to think that our fines are probably what helps supplement that. But really, that's like minuscule part.
I knew that was the word you were going to use.
Of what our funding is. We do appreciate when people pay their fines, you know, because that's why they're there. But, you know, it's not going to break our back if they don't. Our big funding comes from the tax dollars that and the sales and stuff that goes back to the state. And then the state, the PLF, that is what we get our funding, the majority of our funding from.
Is there a lot of, when you don't have a special event, is the traffic that comes through decreasing, do you think, because of the internet, or is it pretty
much the same? I think overall, all libraries are probably experiencing that, but then there's that, the pickup of people learning the digital and being able to access, your resources probably change over the years. You know, whereas you used to maybe come in and look at magazines in the library, mm-hmm. now there's a lot of people that are accessing your magazines and even digital books and audiobooks mm-hmm. off of your phone or your tablet, or, you know, it's just a different access.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, you didn't used to have the Amazons or that type of stuff where, and there's also, it's segmented a lot more of, people have more choices. But it's still a need because it is, what other card gives you access to as much as you are wanting for FREE? I'm not supposed to use that word because it's really not free to you. If you're a taxpayer, you are paying for it.
Right.
And then it just comes back in a wonderful way that you have all of this great stuff at your fingertips. So it is amazing what all we have. It just sort of reminds me of, you know, kids starting at a very young age. My first library card, that it's perfect to get them started at that age and keep them coming back to the library and accessing books and getting them into the reading habit. And, you know, with Let's Read 20, that's what we want to do. Let's Read 20 is under the umbrella of the library, and my first library card is part of making it a daily habit to read 20 minutes to your kids, and for that matter, yourself, on a regular basis.
Certainly. Yeah, I agree that the public library is still a very important resource in our community. I was just kind of concerned that maybe the internet was cutting into your business.
I think it does, but I think people are savvy about that too. If they really want to access, if they really want a book, they'll find it. So, again, you know, if you don't have a library card, it's easy to come in and get one. Come to the front desk. They'll ask for a form of ID and some kind of literature or a bill or something that has your current address, a current bill, and a photo ID. And then we can give you a card. You'll be limited for the first, you know, 30, 90 days. But then after that, you have access to all sorts of things. And you know, movies, we have people come in there on a regular basis and checking out movies, and there is no charge because you have the card. Now, if you don't return the stuff, then you do have to pay for it,
right.
And you'll be liable for it. But that's because we want that stuff to be available to everybody else.
Certainly.
That's in our community as well.
How much is a fine per day now if you are late?
I believe it's 10 cents.
10 cents. Well, that hasn't changed much
for a book,
years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.